Okay, I think I'm on air. Ultimate Health Joy 99.7 FM. There's been a console change here, a technical change. I guess it's related to all the challenges we're going through.
But Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy 99.7 FM. In the background, Rivers of Babylon. My guests are in the studio. Dr. Louisa Mate. And Florence Kuchi. Florence, it's been a long time. I really hope that I'm seeing you wearing black.
Yes.
Is there a reason?
Yes, there's a reason.
I hope it's not a bad reason.
It is.
Oh, no.
Yes, my old boy has left.
Oh, my goodness. My sincere condolences.
Thank you.
My sincere condolences. Florence is a friend of the show, as is Dr. Louisa. They are with the AMA. Florence is director of Metro Public Health, and Louisa is director of
Health
Metro. Right. I'm looking at the impact, environmental and health, all rolled together of the floods that are not new. These floods are not new. Next to get them and unknown to you is a friend of mine, my friend, some people think my sweetheart, but we go back to the 2015 flood and fire. Yes, Selon Kisi is with us. Oh boy, she has a story to tell because she was right at the heart of that fire. She used to work at Second Image. So walking down from Adabaka, Second Image to Circle was her daily thing with many friends. One of whom I do recall she lost in that fire. She miraculously survived. And she told me she was pushed into the water. How, who, what. And somebody also pulled her out of the water. We've never properly figured out who, but I insist that was the hand of God. Selom.
Yes,
Akwaba.
Thank you.
I can hardly hear Selom. So she's here because a couple of days ago was her birthday. Looking sweet. She set up, I believe you have your own spa now, right?
Yes, please.
Gulf City. We'll talk about that in a bit. But if I'm talking about the impact and the import of the flood, Selom is part of that story because there was a period where she was with us on admission in Kolibu. She wasn't ready to go to work. Family were like, na unkwa na flood no kan wa na. We went through many battles, not just water. But anytime there was rain, Selom went back to those days. I won't ask her now what she's been feeling about the rain we've had, but she's here as an example of things we can do, things we have done in the past. So we're talking about understanding and responding to the import, environmental and health, of the floods. Dr. Mate, let me start with you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it hasn't been easy at Accra Metro.
No, it hasn't.
Because you're in the eye of the storm.
Yes.
So share with us, how has it been?
Good afternoon, and I'm happy to be here to discuss this. Accra Metro, it's the capital of Accra.
Capital of trouble.
It's the capital of Accra, and everything happens here. So, yes, you know the structures, how Accra Metro is, highly populated.
What's our population now? Accra. Not the population that moves in and out of Accra, but on paper, what's...
On paper, the metro has about 328,000, thereabouts.
328,000
people
resident in Accra. And when we say Accra, it has, a geographical
area.
Okay, though now it has stretched beyond those areas, but we're talking 328,000 people.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Ashiebukuteke, Abilikuma South, and Lukanyekwe South. That's
okay.
Geographical.
That is Accra.
Area. Yes, that's the Accra.
Okay.
And you know, we have a lot of markets, actually. So we have the Agogloshi, the Makola Market, and also the population is so dense, and housing is also not optimal for most people within the metropolis. So when it rains, that's...
Housing is generally poor.
Yes.
Poor. When you say not optimal, but for me at the moment, it is poor. Many of us do not live in what we can consider to be, appropriate housing units. even before we bring in forces like rain. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Many of us are not living in gated premises and so on and so forth. So when you are running a metro, you must take that into consideration.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So, I mean, when the floods come in, the impact can be very devastating. Actually, is devastating.
Hmm.
People are inundated very easily. Mm-hmm. I mean, households are inundated very easily. So we've had to rise up to a flooding situation where inundated communities, people are displaced, we've lost people, mm-hmm. we've actually lost lives.
I'm seeing numbers upward of 30-something so far. And those are the ones we can account for.
Exactly.
Those are the ones we can account for. Okay.
So it's been tough in terms of physical health,
mm-hmm.
mental, emotional health, and financial health as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think now health, we should include finances as part of it, you know, describing it, because a lot of the things people have to deal with have to do with how do we survive this financially,
and some of the decisions that people make
Go along the financial aspects of it, the decisions that we are making.
Okay.
I mean, selling people food that you know has come into contact with water, flood water, because you need to make ends meet.
Okay.
It's a financial burden and all that. So,
I've listened to you on other networks and, of course, food safety and many other things. But people need to understand that the food you have at home is also contaminated. It's not just the one that somebody is selling. You may have even sealed bottled water which was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wash it down and drink it? Could it have been contaminated or polluted as it was swimming in the water like you?
Mm.
Me, I'm a flood graduate too. I live in Greater. Okay?
Okay.
Let me say, look, thumbs up, Seth Amwaku. And the ladies, the Greater Nadmo, in fact, is it? I've forgotten the constituency now. I remember it. But they were going house to house. Me, I didn't need them because I was doing my wahala already. I saw them the next day when they were collecting data. They wanted to know, I asked them, do you need my shoe size? But they were collecting data. But I saw them with generators and pumps, pumping water out of people's houses, going house to house on foot. Okay? And I know the people I will not celebrate. I'll get to that. Okay, but there are people who are doing hard, patriotic, unconditional work, and it saved lives. I know. 2015, I was on the ground, not just with Joy FM, but with my department in Kolibu as well. We shared food. One house, a woman said, and I said, ma, olemi. So I've done relief work, right? So I know what we're talking about. So listeners, please, this is what we're talking about. If you experience anything, please tune in. Because the food you have even at home, the rice that is, it looked like it was okay, please, when we say something has been contaminated and is no longer safe, it applies to all of us, not just the market women you see people. And please, please, listeners, I know of flooding in Upper East, Upper West. We talk about Accra. When we did Dansuman, I can tell you my first radio program as a morning show host here on Joy FM was a flood.
Wow.
And we had tents at Bank Quarters, Dansoman, opposite Accra Academy. Tents. People were displaced.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not just the parts of Accra we hear about all the time. It goes further than that.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. Do I have guests from Accra Metro? And Auntie Florence, let me bring you in. Okay, people see you with the metro staff going to markets and telling people, hey, cornmeal ne, abilechon ne, ne, hey, and you lock places up. But this is mega. This is serious. Environmental impact, right? We've got refuse bins being tossed about. In some places, we've got graves, cemeteries being flooded, right?
Yeah.
We've got everything is floating. We have dead bodies floating. We have carcasses of animals floating. Share with us the environmental impact.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Talking about this flood, not just this flood alone, but flood in nature. It is not just that flood washes away our homes. However, they wash contaminants into our homes. How does that happen? It does happen through the mixture of sewage, refuse, industrial, medical waste, everything come together, mm-hmm. forming the toxic brew.
Mm-hmm.
And any form of food that gets into contact become toxic. And anyone who consume it is in the risk of getting diseases like cholera, typhoid, dysentery, diarrhea, and hepatitis E or A. So looking at what has happened recently, I was just having a discussion with Dr. Louisa, what we are going through as environmental officers in this state. Since Monday till now, there's no day we don't go collect human being dead bodies. Those that we are burying, because we don't know their family members, they are mutilated. You can also send the body to the mortuary. Those that we are able to send to the mortuary, we are sending to the mortuary. So all these are going on. Just yesterday, I watched a video. The woman was complaining. The other day, they saw something inside a kiosk by them.
Mm-hmm.
When they checked, it was an animal that was dead. So they removed the animal and they threw it away. The next day, they saw something inside the kiosk, but to her, she thought it was still an animal, mm-hmm. not knowing it was a dead body inside the kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
So they were smelling the pungent smell in them. That one alone is also something, just as Dr. Louisa rightly mentioned. The trauma, the psychological trauma, the stress, and all this is something that we need to look at.
A big thing.
Yes. And as environmental officers, as much as we are doing the education, we are also trying to share the chlorine tablets because we know water sources have been contaminated.
Okay.
So even the pipe water, we can't fetch it to drink. A lot of pipe-borne water, the pipes
have been torn apart.
Yes, the pipeway are passing through the waste, through the dumping side.
Right.
So the water is already contaminated before it gets to your facility, your house. So we are sharing chlorine tablets to people that are experience this to also decontaminate their water,
mm-hmm.
and their drink. We are also asking them to reactivate the hand washing facilities,
mm-hmm.
so that when you go out, because now every place is a highly risk contaminated area.
Hand washing.
Yes.
Back to basics. Right.
Because you don't know what you are touching.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are even salvaging wood that were collected by the flood,
uh-huh.
and they are selling it to people who are cooking food.
Mm.
So the wood is already coming into contact with this toxic brew water. And then they've sent it to sell it to a woman who is selling kinke, rice, and other things. The woman will go and handle it with the hands and then go back, will not wash the hands properly and go and touch the food.
99.7.
So there are a lot of things going within the system. And everybody has a role to play.
Right.
It's not just only the environmental officers. It's not just only the medical doctors. It's not only the government. The community members also have a role to play.
Right. Okay. I've done this so many times that it kind of shakes me, right? I've seen water rise, and you know, I have logos on my car wheels, so I watch and see whether the VW is disappeared or not. If it's Mercedes, you are looking to see. Then it passes the logo. Now you are looking to see whether the tire is still there. It's still going up, and you see, it is not a laughing matter. If you have an old lady in the house, if you have, you know, you can't go onto the road. Is a river. The road has turned into a river, but now it is entering your house. Okay? So you're watching this rise, and I saw people send and share videos. They are upstairs. As for the cars, they were floating in the compound. And I'm talking about places where people traditionally did not think would and could flood. I'm talking about places where churches have helped to procure land that has been filled. I can tell you, I did geography. I can tell you that the Kpeshi Lagoon has its natural space, which we have now restricted, reduced, filled in. So please, water doesn't knock kokoko. It doesn't respect degree. It doesn't respect political party. And I'm going to hit hard at the organizational strength we have. Political parties, churches. 2015, I did a lot of work with Reverend Digby, Calvary Baptist, yeah. Circle. He gave us a place to counsel, to talk to people, to share clothes, to share mattresses. Calvary Baptist, yes, Reverend Fred Digby. He calls me naughty by nature. These structures must be activated. Apart from the AMA and all that, these structures must be activated, right? Yeah. I know they are having events. They are collecting money. They are collecting collection, tithe, and everything. But this is the time we need to see community resource brought. Please, if you have a room filled with luxury cars and so on and so forth, please, you saw it on video. This is where we want to see the rich men, not only rich in money, but rich in ideas and community passion, so that we can look at these things. But I've got the guests in the studio from the AMA. We're looking at the impact, okay? If you are producing, let's say, sachet water, after this flood, can you just go back and continue producing? You see the things, you see where my mind is going, right? Before people who died, okay, that's why I brought them into the studio. Any questions, concerns, WhatsApp is 055-11-11-997. Our phone line is 030-221-6541, right? Yes, you still, people have gone to church. I've driven from Greater right here. I can see the churches. I can see how the roads are filled. They are parking on the roads, yes. But now we must rise to another calling. Rise to another calling. People are hurt, people are torn, people are shredded. So, I mean, there are things. Everybody was back to business. There's schools. What have you told the children about hand washing? Are your Veronica buckets back? Okay? Because it shouldn't be business as usual. Kids are coming, sniffing and everything, and it's like, oh, the water has stopped. Met office said we'd have more and worse rain. It didn't seem to have happened that way. So we are cool like that. We are not cool. This is Ultimate Health on Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy 99.7
FM. Let me just thread in a bit with Selom. Selom.
Yes, doctor.
You know, they were talking about... She never wants to call me naughty. They were talking about 10 years.
11 years ago.
11 years ago, we celebrated an anniversary. Once in a while, you put up something, I know. You dug me small and then you survive, you surface and everything. Nobody would believe you went through what I said. And for you, when we had you in Kolebu, the problem was that she stayed quite a while, a couple of months.
Yeah.
And we had a fund that government allocated for victims. Guess what? I tried to activate some payment to cushion Selom and her family. Initially, I was told that she didn't have any physical wound. She wasn't bent, and therefore she wasn't qualified. Oh, I went ballistic. I went ballistic. Because, of course, yes, we had people who were burnt in the fire and many others. And I thanked the government then for that fund. But we went through a lot, Selom.
Yes, sure.
At a point, her employer said, is she coming or not? Selom, do you remember?
Yes, I do.
We couldn't go back.
Yeah.
I took you back. Remember?
Yeah, we went.
When we went back, they were waiting for you.
Yeah.
Everybody in second image at Araka. Because Selom was coming back to work. Why was it difficult to go back?
Because it was terrible.
Mm.
The place became like anytime getting too close to that area, it reflects.
Mm.
Maybe, is it going to happen again? So I don't want to have anything doing with that area at all.
All right. I'm sorry, I'm going to take you back. Small bipe, choche. Now, across the road from Second Image, then was a Malcolm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you had a friend there.
Yeah.
And you walked down with him.
That was their manager, Sule.
Mm-hmm. You walked down to Circle.
Yes, I did with him.
So thinking you are going home, it's raining, but we hustled by. As for the hustle there, Charlie Day, right? You were hustling home. So we're going to Circle to catch public transport.
Yeah, sure.
And you got caught in this Circle disaster.
Yeah.
Hmm. What are your memories of Sule?
It was a terrible moment. I never wish for anyone to go through. Seriously.
You went looking for Sule after you had been you made it. She went looking for Sule. She went, was it hospitals you were checking?
Yeah. I went to 37, then police hospital. That's where we found the body. That he couldn't survive.
He didn't make it. But he was standing next to you.
He was holding my back, actually. Joy 99.7 FM. He's a TikTok guy. But when the fire came, you know, you have to survive on your own with your God. So,
wow.
Just grace.
Okay. I don't want to take you through that because I know what it means. And at a point, even on the word in Kolibu, people thought, what at all is it about Selom? Not eh? Can she go home? We went through a lot. Mental and physical trauma is not a joke, right? We're looking at the environmental and public health impact of the floods. Many people are at home. Many people are now seeing car numbers they know being pulled out.
Joy 99.7 FM.
But they have been hoping and praying, right? Now you see a car number you know. Okay. Many of you might remember a couple of years back, I think 2018 or 2017, a doctor on the Kweshi Bridge.
Mm.
Yeah? I think she was coming from church or something with some church
with
people.
His family.
With her, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And that bridge, somebody shut that bridge down. We said we were doubling the bridge. They took a long time. They still didn't do it. They've handed over power. New people have come. That bridge is still wozo. This is the impact we're talking about. But that's Kweshi Lagoon. Yesterday, thumbs up to showbiz. Yesterday, they discussed the cultural impact and some of our proverbs and some of the gods and deities we respect. Kole has a god. Indeed, when I was young and when you're driving to school, Cape Coast, when you get a little beyond McCarthy Hill, there's a little grove. Mm-hmm. And they say there are dwarfs there, so nobody should touch that grove. There's a lagoon, a bit of a lagoon and a swamp area there. So we knew when you get, you reach Accra. But the truth was that they didn't want anybody to trespass on that wetland. Now it doesn't exist. Before you can say, Jack, you've reached Kaswa. That's what we're talking about. Ultimate health. Joy 99.7.
Okay. Dr. Mate,
so we have a metro and it looks after our metro or our city. Okay, so right now we know health, whether it is hepatitis, cholera, it is this and that and that. You are the director looking out for our response. What have we rolled out and how are we responding? Or are we still in shock? Are we still comatose?
No, we are not in shock at all. I think that... First of all, the Ghana Health Service has a very resilient, I must say, health system.
Joy 99.7 FM
has even made that system more resilient. Mm. We have had to deal with a lot of outbreaks and a lot of shocks since COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And so the system is usually in readiness.
Mm.
If you recall, last week when just after the rains, mm-hmm. the Minister of Health was out there in town, and since he is the lead for health in Ghana, his stepping out that day, right after the flood, just told all of us that you've got the biggest support you can in this situation as far as
what's the support? Because I'm sorry, but I've seen a lot of that. Okay, I've seen a lot. I was right in the eye of COVID.
Right.
I can tell you people who I had to call, even though we said we're doing contact tracing, I called them to tell them their COVID status. All right, but I will not go there. So the minister is out.
Yes.
It signals something. What does it signal? What are we supposed to expect?
It signals that we have a system that is alert, a system that is not passive. A system that is very actively and conscious about the current trend of things.
Mm.
We've had a flood. We knew that the flood isn't just about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the flood has a health impact.
Mm-hmm.
And so when sitting there passively waiting for people to come down with what we know they might come down with as a cholera, dysentery and typhoid and that sort of thing, we knew that it was a risk. And so hospitals and healthcare facilities have been put on high alert.
What
and
exactly
by
does
alert,
that mean? Yeah.
Alert means that we know that the floods have put people at risk.
FM.
The floods have contaminated our waters and likely contaminated our food.
Okay.
And once water and food is contaminated, with sewage and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. the likely acute thing that is going to happen is diarrheal diseases, and we must look out for it.
Okay.
So for us, the readiness is that you know people are at risk, look out for it, inform the community, and mm-hmm. that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Inform the community that we are at risk.
Okay.
And so once you're at risk, these are the symptoms. We are looking out for diarrheal diseases, profuse vomiting, abdominal cramps, fever, and that sort of thing. Don't take it for granted once you start having these symptoms after a flood.
So when you say health facilities are on the alert,
mm-hmm.
okay, if I walk in there right now and I say running stomach,
yes,
right, and we know we just had a flood, what exactly are they going to do differently from running stomach maybe 2 months ago?
Right.
And by the way, listeners, I know why I haven't talked about Black Stars yet, okay? And I know why I'm not in a T-shirt today, right? Eviction is part of the competition. We'll come there. We'll get there. That is another disease we have to deal with, all right? So, you know, I haven't talked about Black Stars, but yes. I was so tired lifting furniture, putting it on blocks like Izulezu, that I thought I was staying up for the match. I slept totally. I woke up, my whole body was aching. Then I said, did we qualify? But the town was quiet enough, so I knew we didn't make it, right? So I'm not talking about Blackstars today. I'm very, very serious. So how is a health facility going to show to communities, whether it's a polyclinic mm-hmm. or a full, you know, tertiary hospital or lower down in the cracks, yeah. how is this going to manifest?
Right. So a high alert means that there's a high index of suspicion,
mm-hmm.
which means that, yes, on an everyday basis, people may come in with diarrhea and vomiting
mm.
and that sort of thing. And they may go with a diagnosis of, gastritis. Yeah. Some of the simple things we just think about.
Mm-hmm.
But now the high alertness in the facilities tells us that if you see one case of diarrhea and vomiting,
mm-hmm.
take a better history. Talk to that patient
okay.
well, so that you don't just take it for granted. It's one of those things. And then the next few days,
Doc, you have my platform. Speak to the doctors and the health personnel. They're doing great jobs. I know their challenges as well. Okay,
right.
Some are having to go on strike for different things. Yeah, but talk to them. What are they supposed to do? And especially talk to the community.
Right.
If I have diarrhea or anything at home right now, mm-hmm. Whether I'm in Efenya or wherever,
mm-hmm.
Should I treat it on my own?
No,
because I'm listening to you. I'm seeing that this could mean something bigger.
Yes.
So talk to them and
so I'll start with the community.
Yeah.
First, because everything will start from there.
Yeah.
So if you're in the community and at this time you've probably been in flood waters,
mm-hmm.
let me start with somebody who's actually been in flood waters, somebody
okay.
whose house has been inundated,
mm-hmm.
or you've had to wade through.
You're wading through water
and that sort of thing, and then you start having diarrhea, vomiting, pain in the abdomen. Don't go to the nearest pharmacy and say that you can actually go first aid. You can go and get your
okay.
ORS from there.
Okay.
But then once you start taking that ORS, please head to the nearest facility and let the facility know that I have been a victim of flood. I've waded in water. I'm having diarrhea and vomiting. I am here. I've brought myself to
okay.
you for care.
And they are supposed to respond.
And they are supposed to respond.
But this is
for free.
For
once
free.
We you come to us with diarrhea and vomiting, a flood victim,
you
and
will
all
get
that,
free treatment
you will get
for
free
this.
Treatment.
Now hang on, because
yes.
I've seen videos. I saw
mm-hmm.
Achimota Hospital flooded. Okay, I am very vigilant when it comes to these things.
Right.
Because me, when they call me, I'll be on the ground. I'll be with you. I've seen Achimota Hospital flooded. So the staff you are talking to are a bit on the stressed level.
Exactly.
Depending on where they work. But you are saying here on radio that if you go with these things and, of course, you give your history, I went through this.
Yes.
My car was flooded. I managed to be taken out.
Yes.
I'm okay, but now I'm feeling these things.
Exactly.
You are saying that you should get attention for certain things free.
Yes.
Okay, I'm
Absolutely.
Very particular about these things.
Absolutely.
Okay, years ago we had free maternal care, but it was free for certain visits, a certain number of visits, and certain things you pay, right?
Yes.
When I do this, the public officials, they don't like me because I go into detail. So you get cover.
Yes.
Do not sit at home and think you bought something from the pharmacy. Even if you bought it, consider that first aid.
Yes.
Go to hospital.
Go to hospital.
All right, what's likely to happen if you don't go?
Well,
because your employer wants you at work.
So, yes, but your employer needs you to be fine long term than to be at work and then not be functional.
So go to hospital.
So go to hospital. Yes,
or hospital you could is ready, resourced ready for to deal you, with you,
resourced to take care of you. I mean, just tell. We need the facts of the matter.
Okay.
Once you're there and you're a flat victim and you're having these symptoms, be clear with it. Okay. We don't want, I'm not sure, and then things prolong. Just be clear with it. And when we ask the questions in the hospital, please answer truthfully and quickly so that we would give you the care that you need as soon as possible.
Dr. Mate, can I ask, are you speaking to schools? You know, this is, I don't hear much, but there's a school health
health program, yes.
I used to work a lot with them,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
What have we told the schools? Because this is revision week, the kids are in revision week. What have we told them? If a child is in class, a bit dull, a bit of brownie tummy, and knows this, what should the school do? Because parents too are aware it is revision week,
yes.
Right? We're closing a term.
Mm-hmm.
Is the school health education program or whatever, SHEP program, is it, it's part of the whole apparatus we have? Has any signal gone out to them?
Yes. The school health program is still very much a part of the Ghana Health Services emergency response mm-hmm. in this particular flood matter and has always been an existing and functional program where our community health nurses go into the schools and offer school health services in the schools within their zones that they operate in.
Okay.
There's a coordinating body called the Risk Communication and Community Engagement Committee.
Joel and Co. No.
No. Yes, Joel and Co. They are the national level. Yes.
Yeah.
But at the district level, we have that sort of committee as well.
Okay.
Florence is also on that committee. And then we have the school health education program SHEP coordinator for the districts on that committee as well. And ever since this flooding has been happened and all that and our responses and all the information that we've pushed out there, we push it on that committee with the committee.
Okay.
And so SHEP is very much aware of what is happening. SHEP is very much aware of the expectations in the schools, especially when it comes to the alertness on diarrhea and vomiting and the need for them to report those things to us, and also hand washing and sanitation. Toilet sanitation is
so
important.
Can I go around with you guys and look at the schools? Because
you can.
Business is going on as usual. Guys is looking at me. I remember during COVID, even the people burying their bodies, they were up in arms at a point. They were in the studio. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We dealt with it. They said, look, we are carrying bodies now. Please, oh, if this doesn't happen, we won't carry again. We won't bury again. Right? I've forgotten the tall man's name. I remember him. He was here.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so what are they telling the schools? And schools listening to us right now, what is the drill? Okay? Right? We've talked about if you see these signs in a child, okay, is there any support we're giving to schools on a district or zonal basis, or we're not there yet? And mind you, we're expecting more rain.
Well, yes, so as I was saying, SHEP is informed about what's happening.
Okay.
And I must say, we have sanitation issues in the schools. But that notwithstanding, we have, hand washing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that the water is available in the schools. And recently, we've had to come up with boreholes.
Yeah.
Mm.
The AMA has dug a lot of...
The same groundwater.
number of boreholes for the schools.
Filtration.
At least now they have something to wash their hands with.
Okay.
At first, you go into a lot of the schools and there's no water even anywhere for them to flush and wash their hands.
Mm.
So now they have water, they have soap to wash their hands, and then so once you wash your hands and you visit the toilet and you wash your hands, it is so effective a way to protect you from getting germs into
the children, your staff as well.
Yes,
should be observing these basic hygiene. Teacher, ko toileta. Please, teacher, wash your hands. All right, you'll be telling the kids, wash your hands, but you are in there.
Just washing your
hands. I take these things seriously because I've done programs on the ground, and sometimes it's abysmal. It's amazing the levels to which things have dropped. When we're in secondary school, they check Saturday inspection, two handkerchiefs, two this, two that, two this. You're wondering, why do I need two handkerchiefs? You will get those two handkerchiefs and you will have them, right? These days, please, they have two tablets.
Joy.
Not handkerchiefs. 41 minutes past the hour on Joy 9.7. We're talking serious stuff. Blessed Sunday, Naughty by Nature. Very good education on sanitation by yourself and your guests. My fear is contaminated food for our children in schools through school feeding program. I want to know if there's any plan to supervise the caterers. I also think we should reintroduce the use of the Veronica buckets for regular hand washing with soap to deter germs. Please let Madam Salom give us some assurance from her outfit. Salom is doing well. I brought back Seti. She's supposed to have come here for a birthday hug. Right, and I've baptized her because she's a trophy of sorts. But there are many who didn't make it. Like I've told you, I don't know whether I mentioned it. I know somebody who sheltered on the day of the 2015 flood and fire with a guy, and she was raped. She was raped, yes. We provided counseling and everything at Ground Zero.
Joy.
But on that night, after the where she sheltered, she was raped. Okay? But anyway. Ha! All right, so Prosper, yes, it's not just the school caterers. Everybody who's catering should be cautious now.
Yeah.
And we should be cautious about where we're getting food. Of course, workers move, they commute, they must eat. So we can't say nobody should buy Ausa Coco. We can't say nobody should buy Banku or Wache, right? But be mindful that these are serious times and there is more water ahead. This one says, hello, greetings, Mr. Norte, Dua, and team. Please, I saw a video of folks taking cookies and other things from floodwaters. Yes, the people who were salvaging or rescuing floating food and packs from a warehouse. They were actually interviewed and they said they will eat it, right? Louisa will talk to that. She has spoken on that. Please, what is the FDA doing? They've spoken. FDA has spoken, right? But we have a part to play, right? So, yes, Solomon, thanks for that message. Yes, people actually harvested. I have said, and I'll say again on my program, this is the true state of the nation.
Joy 99.7.
When you have
FM
catastrophes like this, then you see where we are. Yes, we have high-rise apartments, we have four-wheel drives, and so on and so forth. They were flying like matchboxes in water, and it was not small water, and I'm not joking. Right? So when we talk about this, we have excuses for landfills.
Joy 99.7 FM.
I originally reside in Lachede Okoshi. Mochi Road is my base. I know the recycling plant there. They are overwhelmed. There's a mound that has grown all the way. I know a church that has run from that zone. It was supposed to be the Kole Lagoon project. Right? The church has run and gone elsewhere. That place too, there's water. Me, I'm saying it. No fears. Okay?
Joy,
right?
9.7
so
FM.
We have problems. The mound is now a mountain. When you're coming from Radio Gold to the Mochi Road, you see it. Zoti, you see it. Mm-hmm. Go down the road. And now the reason I'm bringing this environmental impact is that the Aboboya riders have to queue to dislodge or discharge their waste. Not just in Accra, Kumasi, it's happening and other places. So the motive and the incentive for tossing it elsewhere is also high. Rather than go and join the queue to get some small CDs and do the right thing, they will dodge and drop it somewhere else. Yeah. And then when the rain comes, this is an environmental impact. I know Florence is nodding, but let me add something before I come to Florence. Why in heaven's name do we leave public toilets, lorry stations, and dump sites in the hands of people who essentially have nothing? Look, I took refuse to Nungwa. The guys there, everybody wants money. Tell me which of them is trained to manage waste. Whether they are party people or not, can we not take control of these places and run them properly and make sure that the revenue goes to the state? Somebody came and said, right? Nungwa, lorry station, please, that tip there, let's get it also sanitized. Florence, why are these people always the ones handling public toilets? And who are they? Are they trained? Are they your staff? If they are not, say it here. Who the heck are these people?
It's not an easy...
Before you answer, the reason I'm saying this is that it makes it so difficult for me, who now knows that a part of my house or my house has been flooded. I've put it into bags. I want to dispose of it properly. Then all these middle and half and quarter people are in my face. I'm not that about. I gave it to everybody there. Hey, no more goji boy. No, no, I don't want fans. I want things to work. Why are these people running these places for us? Who are they?
Okay, thank you. Let me start by saying mostly what I say is the environment is a reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a reservoir, you don't take care of the reservoir. Anything that you place inside the reservoir becomes garbage, become contaminated. Within the environment, there are variables that are in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
There are pillars that are holding the environment.
Right.
So if we don't handle this well, if you are building and your pillar is not strong,
mm-hmm.
the building can easily collapse. It's the same thing as the environment. For instance, you made mention of wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
This wetland used to be the defense of the country,
yeah.
or wherever they used to be flooding. It will hold water and then release it bit by bit for easy percolation.
Mm-hmm.
But we have done what? We have filled all these areas mm-hmm. to build roads and homes. We have decided to strip the environment naked. And when you do that, water does not forget its route.
Mm-hmm.
It will find a way and come back. Because when you are punishing the environment, it becomes so stressful. It will breathe in.
Meanwhile, the money we pay for these,
yes.
In quotes, reclaimed lands, people are paying hundreds and thousands of dollars yes. for these lands. Mm. And now they were videoing and showing that it is, you know. Please, is it not logical that at some point, Weja Dam, they will spill? And there was a clear pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Look, one thing that annoyed me was the warning that VRA gave before they spilled a couple of years back. That warning was so limp and lame because the magnitude of water you were going to spill was phenomenal in our terms, right? But it was like, oh, we'll be spilling small, small. So what kind of preparation do we give the people? But people have built there and they also come on TV and radio and they want to be allowed to stay in that space. Florence.
Hmm. Yes, so as I mentioned, so environment will breathe in, and when environment is breathing out, it will breathe out all the bad things we have given to environment. Environment is its own nature. The ecosystem has a way of cleaning itself. But when you stress it so much, it allows it for you, and it will hurt you. You said those who manage the waste at the dam site, are they trained? You see, the waste management is a value chain of itself.
Yeah.
We have the
waste to wealth.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have the accredited waste collection companies
mm-hmm.
who are working with the district assemblies.
Mm-hmm.
Then the franchise is being given to them and they have to register in the communities that has been allotted to them.
Okay. That's residential collection.
Yes.
All right.
So that is the door to door. Then when you go to the low community, we have some low communities that we feel that they cannot pay for the waste that they generate. Though Ghana, we are practicing the polluter pay system. So that is where we give them the central container
mm-hmm.
so that they will send their waste to the container. When it is full, it will be picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have some communities that are hard to reach areas.
Mm-hmm.
So some waste collection company come into buy the tricycles and give it to boys that can go into the high to reach areas to pick the waste and then bring it to the transfer station.
Mm-hmm.
That was when the transfer station system was working properly.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to a time I realized that most of these guys, they go to pick the waste, they don't send to the transfer station. They get to a place and intentionally pretend that the tricycle is having an issue.
Mm-hmm.
They will leave it there. Then when night falls, they will come and push it and just dump the waste anywhere. So in order to regulate them, what the assemblies are doing, which AMA is already, we are done with ours.
Mm-hmm.
We have put all the Abubuya people within Accra Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,000 Abeboya people that are collecting waste within the Accra metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
We have placed them into cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
We have trained them. And we've given them embossment so that we can regulate. When you see such an Abeboya with the AM embossment and it is dumping refuse at a place that is no good, there is a call line on it.
Okay. But then, are these the people who are queuing on the McCarthy Hill that side?
There are some. Because
so they have been embossed, they've been registered, but they have problems.
They have problems because their transfer station system is not working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, waste management is wealth if you handle it well.
Yeah.
But if you don't handle it well, it becomes a very bad enemy and it will bite you very strongly. So the transfer system, people need to come in. So the government need to make the system so conducive.
Mm.
You need to support the private person that is managing,
mm-hmm.
maybe in a tax reduction and all that, so that they are bringing in a lot of vehicles that will come, these long trucks,
mm-hmm.
that they can collect about over 200 to 1,000 tons of waste at a go, so that they will transport it to the final disposal site.
Let me try and break this down for my listeners. So we have a problem with collection of waste.
Yes.
Whether it is liquid or solid.
Yes.
Dansoman used to have a sewage system.
The Mudo.
Right? It got to a point, it backs up. It comes back into people's houses.
Yeah.
But it was planned with a sewage system. But these days, everybody does their own soak away or whatever. But when it comes to solid waste, collection is a problem. And then now disposal is a problem. Where they are going, taking it, whether it's a landfill or whatever, is also a problem. And listening to you, Florence, it doesn't look like we've solved that whilst we're dealing with this flood. So all these piles of refuse also were soaked with rain. And also discharge their whatever they dissolved or mixed into channels of water that we are all swimming in. Whether you swim in it directly or indirectly, you are touched by the contamination we are talking about in the studio. All right? So that's what exactly you are sharing now.
Yes, yes.
So we haven't properly crunched that problem. So what it means is that there's more trouble ahead.
Yes.
Okay, I just got something from a SHEP coordinator. Good afternoon, Norte by Nature. I'm the SHEP coordinator for my school, and I must say SHEP is very effective.
Yeah.
In relation to the recent floods, we haven't received any directives yet. And I'm thinking because maybe the district wasn't affected.
Mm.
For hand washing, we are on the students to revive or relive their COVID practices. Okay? My take home this afternoon is how best can we monitor the food vendors to cook under hygienic conditions, since most of the foods are prepared at home before being brought to school. All right? This is a SHEP coordinator. She doesn't add her name or her district. All right? So we still have challenges. Of course, there are pockets where we are doing well. I've already saluted some NADMO people who are doing well. And I know many people in the metros who are doing well. Okay? Me, I hate infiltration, interference, and so on and so forth. Okay? There are state structures and state personnel who are willing to help. A couple of months back, I watched, I think it was a fire service personnel. He was suspended for some reason because he spoke appropriately, in my view, to something that a political head was saying whilst they were fighting fire. He's been brought back these days, and I'm relieved. But this is what cripples us in many ways, okay? Right? Okay. She's talking about Ganata. Okay, Dodua. Ganata Senior High School, Dodua. Shai Doku. And your name is Renee. Okay, Renee. Nima Jobo. I thank you. God bless you. But it's hard work swimming against the current of interference and bureaucracy. That's what I'm worried about. Dr. Mate, we've almost run out of time, but I don't mind if we have to do this every week, okay? Black Stars, we finish with them small. They'll come home. They'll come and what? Join us in the flood. But quick messages. I like the key thing you say. Well, if it's flood related, you'll get free treatment at the hospitals. This is only Greater Accra?
No.
Oh.
No.
Nationwide?
It's nationwide.
Nationwide.
Anywhere that flat okay. has, yes.
All right. Okay. I haven't seen it on any of the documents I've heard.
It's public health. Ghana Health Service public health standing orders.
It's a standing
it's
order.
A standing order. Once that's we have an outbreak.
Okay.
Yes.
Any have we declared any... Have we declared anything?
Because no. So once
see,
we have
globally,
an outbreak, yes.
So what have we declared which allows us to lean on those standing orders?
Right. So once we have an outbreak or once we have an alert mm-hmm. to an outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So currently we are operating on an alert.
Has that alert been issued?
Oh, I mean...
No, I want to see
as
it.
As in written
yes,
issue.
Because you see, hang on. These things release not mm-hmm. just a response, but the resources to back the response. So when you don't release that alert, I saw the president in the air, and I know certain people who were in the air with him, okay? Mm-hmm. Please, if you don't trigger the responses that open doors for money and resources to move, it doesn't happen. Have we issued an alert?
Joy.
In terms of written alerts, I am personally yet to see
okay,
one.
Because
but then,
the reason
yes.
I'm saying is this is why I have a problem with VRE. When the final communique which said that we are opening the dam, oh, yesterday, I tried searching for the level of the Volta Dam. And they said, AI told me that too, they don't routinely publish it now. Nobody is mentioning the level of the Volta Dam. Nobody should come and tell me that it has reached a level that we must open. Because you are supposed to be experts handling that place. The last report I had on it was when there was a fire there.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave a level. So do we have an alert?
Yes, we do have an alert. But you see, it doesn't have to be a written alert
mm-hmm.
In the sense that you are expecting.
Right.
The Minister of Health has come out to say this on
okay.
air
okay.
that there's an alert for cholera, an alert for diarrheal diseases. He has said that.
Okay.
The Ghana Health Service headquarters has said that.
And he has said that there's free services.
That's what I'm saying, that once there's that standing order exists, I mean, you won't go to a health facility now in the
I
Ghana Health
the
Service.
And people, so this becomes tricky.
This is the service.
It's a service.
So it is not
bear
politics.
Bear with me. You see, we do these things, and I've done radio for a long time.
Mm.
When we said, for example, oh, we are subsidizing dialysis, I went into it,
mm-hmm.
and I spoke to the dialysis people. The bands of subsidy and so on and so forth, okay? Mm-hmm. It deals with the sustenance of the response you want.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking with clarity.
Yes, so okay. The clarity is that.
So the minister has said there's an alert. For
yes.
Okay.
And it has to do with all public health conditions
okay.
of priority.
Right.
It's a standing order. If I have a suspected cholera on my hands,
mm-hmm.
I am supposed to treat that person for free. Take
okay.
the samples for testing for free.
Okay.
Offer the services they need for free
mm-hmm.
until proving otherwise.
Okay.
That is the standing order for disease surveillance
mm-hmm.
in the Ghana Health Service.
Okay.
And that is what we are operating
okay.
With.
So
that
can,
alert has
we
been
We can
issued.
Hold the service to its standing orders.
Yes, please.
Okay. Florence, have you been giving any standing or sitting orders? What is happening environmentally? If you go out right now, I know there's some whiplash about demolitions and many other things, right? What is the standing order environmentally and, you know, when it comes to our sanitation? And is there anything we are going to see happening?
Our standing order and our sitting order is to protect public health.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I want to say for my last listen is that flood is not just a natural disaster.